No.
Look at the team, Carlos. You must be thrilled to get a win heading into the grand final.
Yeah, it was. First of all, it was really nice to go out there and play and not worry about run rate, not worry about what's going on in other games. So it was nice to just go out there and play. And we move forward now with a lot of momentum, a lot of confidence, and we're so excited for Saturday night at home.
And last season, you were in the opposite situation. Sixers had the week off, and then you got them in the final. How are you going to keep the team fresh?
Yeah, a couple of days off. We've had a hectic travel schedule, a couple of days off to freshen up, and then we're going to have a main training on Wednesday. It's just a proper hit out, and then from there, Thursday, Friday is about getting what individuals need so that we're ready to go Saturday night.
No 6 a.m. flights this time around.
Sorry?
No 6 a.m. flights this time
around.
No
6 a.m. flights. I'm quite excited to be going home and staying put at home for a while. So, yeah, that's the benefit of finishing top, and we're pretty happy about it.
In terms of the pressure this year coming in as champions, to be able to take that on board, finish top of the ladder, and be hosting the final, you probably couldn't have asked for much better.
No, we couldn't have asked for much better. We're saying that this is our fourth final in 5 years, and we've been able to keep a core group together for a long time now. And when we lifted that trophy last year, it was almost a sense around the group of we're not done, we want to go again. And that's been driving us this whole season, and it's pretty big to come out and make statements like that, but we've just all believed in it and played some really good cricket as well.
Are you able to confirm, is Laura available for the final, or is she going back to South Africa?
She's available.
So she's available for that. Oh, that's it. Yep. And you must be pleased to have her for the final.
Yeah, we're very pleased to have her. She's an important part of our lineup and always starts us off well with the bat. So stoked that she's going to be around for the final.
Was that ever in doubt? Was there any sort of negotiating around
that? I think there was some negotiations early on. But, yeah, we're really thankful that she's here and thankful for Cricket South Africa and, huge for us.
Kelly, how have you gone with the WBBL and the schedule with sort of getting yourself right for India, obviously that Red Bull fixture and stuff? How have you gone sort of jumping those?
Yeah, it's been tough. There's been a lot of bowling my loads after the game. There's been a lot of making sure I've got the right meters, all the gym sessions under my belt, but that's just what you got to do because pretty excited to get over to India. Playing a test match in Indian conditions is something that doesn't come around too often, and really excited for it. So it's about putting in the work now so that all the Aussie girls have been doing the same, putting in the work now so that our bodies are right to get us through a pretty busy schedule in India.
Have you had any chats about captaincy or anything, or where's the
I don't know anything. No, we're pretty lucky with the amount of talent we've got in the Australian side. There's about four or five people that could do the job, so we're spoiled for choice, and no matter who gets the job, we're in safe hands.
Just a word on Bridget Patterson. One of the big decisions you had to make in the pre-season was how you're going to fill that wicket-keeping role. I mean, just how impressed with how she's gone this season, a full season behind the sticks, and to be as tidy, by and large, as she has been.
She's been so good. When she basically said she was going to take the gloves, we were stoked because it gave us a bit more freedom in the draft that we didn't have to pick a keeper. And we all had belief in her. We've seen her keep. She does it day in, day out. And she's been working. I saw her all pre-season working on her keeping. So it's really no surprise to me how well she's gone. And I think we had a lot of doubters at the start of the season with Bridge taking the gloves and if we might have missed the trick. And she's certainly proved them wrong.
There'll obviously be a bit of talk after this season about the 14 games, the men's comps going back to 10 games. You see a lot of it as both a Cricket Australia sort of contracted player, but in the domestic group. What do you think the consensus is about the length at the moment?
Yeah, it's a tough one, and it's one that you got to get right for, you're right, both international and domestic players. For me, personally, playing a lot of cricket around the world, I'd love it to be a condensed tournament, but in saying that, I still think there needs to be something added for the a T20 tournament added for the domestic girls as well. So as long as we're not losing games of cricket, we're making it up elsewhere, I'm all for a shortened Big Bash season.
What's the take on the stadium series tonight? Because obviously the crowd probably not as big as what we'd have liked maybe for this first game, but the chance to play on the SCG is pretty special.
Yeah, we were so excited. First for Adelaide Oval, now for the SCG, and I think it's a really good starting point. We're getting out there. The crowd's rolling in here. There was a lot of noise at Adelaide Oval, so it's a really good starting point. And for us, the more opportunities we get to play in major stadiums, we're all for it.
Thank you. Thanks, Charlie.